It's Tuesday and time to read from your emails and blog entries. We see all sorts of high-tech tracking devices in the movies with fingerprints and iris scanners and voice identification. Those are called biometrics. And on the show last Wednesday, we heard that at least some of that technology is real, which did not convince one correspondent that it was either wise or workable. You can make the technology as smart as you want, commented Mark on our blog, but you can't make the people entering and controlling the data any smarter. If someone steals my credit card numbers, I can always get a new number tied to a new account. If someone compromises my biometric data, I can't get new fingerprints or irises. We also talked last week about the study that found men talk just as much as women. Rochelle in Chicago thinks that's a sign of what's to come. Some of these stereotypes about men and women talking are based on the assumptions we've been trained to live out, she wrote. I suspect these trends will change with younger generations who haven't been raised with these expectations. I'm a math professor, and I noticed no difference along gender lines in the amount of talking my students do. And on Thursday, we took your suggestions on how to beat the heat. One woman said she used to put a cabbage leaf under her hat to keep cool. She had no idea why it worked, but it did. Keeping up with that vegetable theme, David sent us this tip on our blog. Riding buses through Afghanistan's deserts in 1973, blast furnace winds coming in the windows, I was bemused to see passengers stuffing cucumber peelings under their skull caps, protruding ridiculously. Until I tried it with my baseball cap. It was ridiculously effective. It works because the cabbage or cucumber are full of water, which, like sweat, draws heat from the head as it evaporates and keeps you comfy cool. And we have an update on the garage sale turtle urn we talked about a week ago. A woman in Elmira, New York, who accidentally sold a ceramic turtle full of the ashes of her husband's previous wife. Anita Lewis sold the turtle for 50 cents to a woman who said she wanted to use it as a cookie jar. And Anita Lewis joins us now on the line from her office in Elmira. And Anita, welcome. And I understand the story has a happy ending.
Thank you. Yes, it does. We found it on the Monday after the Saturday. And the woman that had purchased the turtle, she figured that she couldn't get the top off it and she had no use for it, so she took it to the Salvation Army.
Ah, and that's where you found it.
And that's where I got it. The guy that I worked with at the newspaper tracked it down. Mm-hmm. She left him a message.
I see. But obviously the top couldn't come off, so she couldn't use it as a cookie jar.
Exactly.
Good thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
You had no idea that the ashes were in that turtle.
I didn't, because we had, you know, some time ago my husband was saying that, you know, her ashes were in a turtle. But she was a collector of turtles. Some of them we gave to her family members, and there were still some around the house, but I just didn't know which one. I couldn't remember, you know, which one it was, so I didn't even think about it.
And where's the turtle now?
It is on the counter, where it was.
And
in the kitchen.
In the kitchen. And you're making steps to make sure it never escapes again.
Oh, yeah. It will definitely will be there. And I won't move it unless he does. So it will be sitting right there.
And what was your husband's reaction?
Well, at first, when he found that it was sold, he was, I think, a little very sad and just kind of just distraught a little bit about it. And then when I got it back, he was like, "You got it?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I got it." And so he was like, "Well, thank you, you know, thank you for all your efforts." And, you know, so, but he chuckled, you know, he thought it was funny. I don't think he thought it was funny at the time, but.
Well, you know. All's well that ends well, I guess.
Yes.
Congratulations, and thanks for talking with
Thank
us.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Anita Lewis and the story of the missing turtle urn. You can read some of the things our listeners accidentally sold and wished they could get back on our blog. That's at npr.org/blogofthenation. And if you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.